Excellent. All right. Well, welcome. I am going to mute the phone line so we won't hear any background noise while I'm doing my part of the presentation. So if you do have any background noise behind you, I should be able to mute it, or you can hit *6 on your own phone to mute any background noise if you're driving or you've got kids in the background or anything. Hopefully you're not typing. I think we'll keep you engaged enough to listen. But let me hit mute. I will mute you guys. Hopefully you'll still hear me, of course. All right, excellent. Well, thanks for being on the line today. It is Friday, the 4th of November, and I'm so excited to have a chance to do our Fast Track call. It's one of the things I look forward to every month, just downloading and sharing what I've been learning about corporate fitness and anything new that we're doing here. I really encourage those of you who are new to the Corporate Fit Challenge Fast Track. First of all, welcome. We will have a chance to open up the lines at the end of the call and do a quick roundtable. And we will definitely meet everybody who's on the line today. In addition, I do have a video introducing who all the new trainers are, at least the ones I met out in San Diego last week. I'll send that video link out after our call today so you guys can start putting some names with faces. So you will have a chance to talk. You will have a chance to introduce. But the bulk of the call really is intended for me to share some information with you about what's working for us right now. And then we'll open up the lines and hear from you. So if you're new to the Fast Track, or if you're not new to the Fast Track, I want to encourage you to take advantage of everything that's on the website, corporatefitchallenge.com. We uploaded all the coaching calls from 2011. So this will be our 11th call of the year up on the website. And I really encourage you to take a look at the descriptions of those calls and figure out if one of those is something you want to go back and listen to. You can download it, put it right on your iPod or your iPhone. You can listen to it right there from your laptop or your computer. But I've been coaching a lot of people lately, and a lot of people ask specific questions about how do you do the presentation? That's the most commonly asked question. How do you do a presentation? Or what's entailed at the kickoff? People heard that we recently did the Corporate Fit Challenge Rally, which I know some of you have taken that idea already and run with it and had success with it. So if you don't know what the Corporate Fit Challenge Rally is, you got to know. I did a call on that last month. So invest the time to learn more about this business, because this business is going to make you very successful in your fitness business. It will be, if it's not already, the feeder system to your business. It will be the way that you branch out and reach new audiences, new people. It will be the way that you deliver amazing results in your community. It will be the way that you get out of the training trenches, daily appointments and daily boot camps, and really just start impacting people on a broader scale without so much time in the trenches. So I know many of you have been doing the Corporate Fit for a while, and you've had great success with it, and I appreciate you being on the team with me. And those of you who are new, truly welcome, and welcome to an amazing program, and get ready to focus and start changing some lives in your community. So I want to go over a couple things. Logistics, number one, etiquette. Whoa, I want to go over Google Group etiquette. I remember when I first joined Todd Durkin's Mastermind Group, it was the first time I'd ever been involved in a Google group. And within the first couple weeks of us all being on it, he sent us out this email that just said, hold up, let me remind you, some good etiquette for a Google group. I know you all understand the Google group is one email that you send, Corporate Fit Challenge Fast Track, at googlegroup.com. It goes to over 60, I think right now, close to 80 trainers, physical therapists, coaches, all around the world. Anybody can write back, and again, it goes to everybody. So you got to keep a couple things in mind. Number one, no one wants to be inundated with emails. I love it when the listserv is active and we've got some good dialogue going on, but don't respond with a, hey, cool, just to respond with a, that's cool. All right? If I open up my email this morning and I have 84 emails, I might feel a little overwhelmed. So I want to make sure that when you're sending something to the listserv, it's for the benefit of the group, for the benefit of the group. The kinds of things I'd love to see on the listserv, my friend Leanne Anee, my friend Ian, a bunch of people I've been working with recently, if they've gone in and done a presentation and it's gone well and they secured a date, instead of just emailing that directly to me, email that to the listserv and say, hey, here's the business I went to, here's what I said, here's why it worked, here's what I would do differently. Here's some of the questions I got. Any takeaways of something that's working or not working for you, please share with the group. It'll help us all save time. And the collective power of intelligence of this group is amazing. So keep the post to the benefit of the whole group. If you have a personal question about where is this document, please just send that directly to Kelly. Kelly can then decide if what the person's looking for would benefit the whole group. She'll, of course, send it out to the whole group. All right, but if you're looking for one specific thing, just email Kelly directly. Let her decide how to put that out to the whole group. All right, so benefit of the group. I want the listserv to be active, but please keep in mind that no one wants to read 80 emails a day, and I'm afraid people will tune out from our emails if there's so many going on. All right, second thing, please, please be aware of your subject line. So your subject line should match your topic. If you are looking for an email or you're looking for how to do an effective presentation, please in your subject line put tips on a presentation. If you want to share an experience from a presentation that day, say, takeaways from my presentation today. All right, it would just help. It helps all of us if we can scan our email and see what topics are being discussed. So my example from this morning is the one that went out with a subject line, "Hey guys." Not critiquing it at all. I love Angie Amador. She's a rock star coach and trainer. She's killing it in corporate fit. But when Kelly responded to that and shared with Angie and the rest of the group a really, really great email that Angie was looking for, the one that we send out about a week before the Corporate Fit Challenge kicks off, so it's telling the teams, now they've already signed up and you're getting them prepped for their kickoff, what is it that you want them to know about the kickoff? That's a valuable email. You definitely want to save that one so you can tailor it. But let's make that subject line, need email for kickoff. So then if people file these emails or they're scanning through them, they know what they're looking for. All right? Please assume if somebody's already posted something to the listserv that they're looking for something, instead of writing back, me too, I could use that too, I promise we'll get it to you. We'll reply to the whole list one time. All right, so not trying to crack down too hard on the listserv, but I don't want people opting out of it or dropping out of the group because it's overwhelming, and we do have a lot of great content that we can all share, but just think a little bit about how you're sharing it. And I really, really appreciate your professionalism on that and appreciate your willingness to take that feedback. All right, so the other thing I wanted to quickly announce is that I'm also running right now something that I thought you guys might be interested in knowing about or participating in if you're not already. One of my main mentors in life and in business is Chalene Johnson. Anybody who knows me or has been associated with me for a while knows that Chalene's a friend of mine. She's the creator of Turbo Kick, Turbo Jam, Turbo Fire. She's a Beachbody trainer, motivational speaker, mom, all kinds of amazing things. She is launching her first book called Push, 30 Days to a Turbocharged Habits, a Banging Body, and the Life You Deserve. So it's a consumer's book, not just for trainers, on living the life you love. So she considers herself a life coach. She calls herself a fit life coach, actually. In celebration of her book launching on 11-11-11, pretty cool, next Friday, she's also doing a push challenge. I was asked to be one of the team captains for the push challenge. So I'm assembling a team of people who want to get her book sent to them, hard copy, and who want to get an ebook version of it sent to them over the course of 30 days. She'll send us a video a day, kind of like an advanced ebook. It's just more information directly from the author. So it's $24. It has nothing to do. It doesn't go to me. It goes directly to Chalene. I'm just volunteering to lead our team. You can register for that at chalenejohnson.com/push-jumpstart. Push Jumpstart. My team captain is me, Trina Gray, and the team name is the Push Posse, the Push Posse. So what I'll do for our team is host a weekly meeting for my local coaches here in Michigan, and I'll also host a weekly call over the course of 30 days. We'll meet on the phone lines every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, and then I'll put us in a group, in an email group that will just last for that 30 days. The idea behind the challenge is to help people reach their goals. So whether your goal is to grow your business, to improve your relationships, to improve your own fitness, to get out of the trenches, to get organized, whatever it is, we're going to go through the process together. All right, so that's the Push Challenge. I want to make sure everybody knows about that. ShaleneJohnson.com/push-jumpstart. All right? So the topic for the call today on my end is on once we get people in the door, and we spend so much time on these calls and on my coaching appointments with you talking about how to just do the presentation, how to get in the door to the business, how to get them signed up. And I love that part of it, and you have to get that part down in order to start, right? But then what we don't often talk about as a team or when I coach you, I don't really talk to you all that much about how do you actually take care of them? How do you actually take care of people once we have them in the door? So no matter where you are on the Corporate Fit Challenge spectrum, whether you're contemplating starting one, whether you just did your first presentation, whether you have 50 of them in the bag already, everybody can benefit from a discussion or some tips on how to take care of people once you've got them. All right? So I'm just going to give you some quick tips. There is on the website a really great document just called Five Coaching Topics and Tips. Five Coaching Topics and Tips. All right, and Kelly posted this recently on the Corporate Fit Challenge website. And it's things like this. Over the course of your three appointments with people, week one, week three, and week five, we hope that you follow that part of the program and that you meet with people three times over the course of 6 weeks. Where you meet with them doesn't matter. At their office, at a park, at your club if you have one, at the studio, it doesn't matter where you meet. But those appointments are so incredibly valuable because this program is about coaching people to make better decisions in daily life, coaching people to be more aware of what they eat and more aware of how often they move. So for the trainers who get caught up or confused about, well, where do they do their workouts and when do they do their workouts, and let me just remind you again, your job is to help them be successful in whatever way is going to be successful for them. So when you sit down at that first appointment, you are listening, intently listening, asking detailed questions about what their days are like, what their workplace is like. You want to get a feel for walk a day in this person's shoes and see what kinds of things they're up against, what kinds of support structure they already have in place, what kinds of things there. Are they bored during the day? Are they stress eaters? Are they stressed out? What is it about them? What is it about their family? Who in their family is bringing them down? Who is going to support them? Who's buying the groceries? All of that, all right? What are their current eating habits? And we'll get into more of the detail, but so you want to find out about their work, you want to find out about their family, you want to find out about their current eating habits, you want to walk through an average day of their life, you want to find out about their history with exercise. All right? On the document that's on the website, we tell you what kinds of things you're listening for. But if you just honestly open up your ears and use your best judgment, you know what you're listening for. You're listening for red flags. You're listening for things like, yeah, once I'm home at night and the kids are in bed and the house is cleaned up and, you know, I'm finally down for the night, you know, I sit down at the computer and I guess I just kind of mindlessly snack when I do that. All right? So you're helping bring awareness to where people are struggling. As a coach, the most important thing that you can do is to truly want to listen to their life without trying to fix them. You're not trying to fix them. And I know sometimes as fitness professionals, we want to have all the answers, and we want to tell them how much we know about nutrition, and we want to tell them everything we know about how the body moves. And I know this old line that people know, people don't care about how much you know, they want to know how much you care. So for those of you who might share this call with other trainers on your team who are coaching people, please be reminded that the only thing they can do wrong as a coach is to overtalk, is to overrun their clients, is to tell them exactly what they should be eating, when and where. No, we are there to listen to them and to be their guide and to help them find some better ways. Something as simple as, I was working with someone recently who said that she just absolutely does not have time for breakfast, that she gets up and sprints to work, and then she's buried in paperwork, and then she's in her car And then she's back home, and the whole day gets by her, and she's maybe eaten, you know, a granola bar and a can of soda. So instead of me telling her how terrible of a habit that is and what a bad person she is, I just said, hey, what time do you start work, Corey, and what time does your alarm go off? And how long does it take you to get ready in the morning? It was really that simple. And it was, she has to be at work at 7, and she sets her alarm for 6:30, and she lives 10 minutes away. All right, well, that doesn't leave a lot of time for planning out a meal for the day. So we talked about getting up quite simply at 6:15 and packing her lunch for the day and making herself a shake or a smoothie or something for breakfast. Okay, so it's not so much lecturing to people about what they're doing wrong. It's just helping them navigate what would be a better choice. All right, so specific coaching tips. I talked to my membership director, Amy Schultz, who does a ton of coaching and meets with hundreds of people in the program. And I asked her, hey, what's working for you lately? I'm going to be sharing with some of the top trainers in the country in a few minutes, and I want to know what's working for you lately. She said, you know, lately, Trina, I've been having my clients write down a specific fitness and nutrition goal in their journal when they meet with me at all three appointments. And it can't be generic. It can't be, hey, over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to try to eat better, and I'm going to try to work in, you know, squeeze in some more workouts. No, that's too generic. She says she actually has them write down what, you know, what's the one meal of the day that you want to try to clean up, and let's write that down. At lunch, I'm going to include a fruit or vegetable. Or at dinner, I'm only going to have one portion, one serving. Okay, so she has them write down a specific fitness and nutrition goal. And we know this as trainers, right, that little changes go a long way. So as a coach, you are not trying to overhaul their entire life in the first appointment. You are listening. You're letting them share their story. You're engaged. You want to know about their family. You want to know about their past successes and failures. And you want to listen and offer a couple of action items. Okay? So a specific fitness and nutrition goal written in their journal to focus on for the next 2 weeks in between those appointments. We know that people, after they meet with us at the end of that appointment, they're pretty fired up and they're feeling good about their direction. But as soon as they walk out the door, we don't know what happens next. So at least we can leave them with a call to action. I need you to focus on, you know, single portions at dinner, and I need you to focus on an extra strength training workout every week, whatever seems appropriate for that person. All right? Amy and I also talked this morning, my membership director, and I also talked about don't assume that they know what a good meal is. Don't assume that they know what the elements of a good workout are. So again, without lecturing them, it would be as simple as, all right, why don't you talk to me about your daily eating habits? We often hear people say, actually, you know, I feel like I'm a pretty good eater. And I do hear that a lot. All right, well, if they are a pretty good eater, most of us are fooling ourselves, right? Most of us are not pretty good eaters. And most of us don't really know what that standard even is. So then you start to delve into it, and Amy says she actually likes to say to them, describe to me what your plate looks like for dinner. Show me on the plate, you know, where's the lean meat, where's the vegetable, where's the fruit, where's the complex carb, whatever it is. Tell me what's on your plate. And they describe to her at that point what's on their plate so that she can help them understanding portions, understanding having a colorful plate, understanding diversity in your diet, just simple things that we assume people know. It's, and I hate to use this example, but this is legitimately an example. It is someone saying, yeah, I'm actually a pretty good eater. I eat healthy snacks. And she responded, well, give me an example. Let's look in your journal. What's a healthy snack? And they said baked Lay's because they felt like that was a better option at least than Doritos. Okay, so again, we're not lecturing that, oh, that's a bad choice, baked Lay's. You're saying, oh, you know what? That's funny. It's funny how food companies market to us. And, you know, unfortunately, the baked Lay's really have no nutritional value. It's kind of empty calories, and it's really not very good fuel. So what would be a better choice? And then she'll talk them through what might be a better choice for them. Okay? So the idea of a specific fitness and nutrition goal for in-between appointments. Don't assume they know what a good meal is. Have them talk you through what actually is in their lunchbox. What are they buying when they go out for lunch? What are they ordering off the menu? What are the portions of the things on their plate? What are they eating for breakfast? All right. Then another great coaching tip on how to take care of people in this program is be consistent on your contact with them. So obviously you're going to try to meet with them three times over the course of 6 weeks. But in between that time, you have an obligation to be their coach still, to be the a little voice on their shoulder. So our team commits to sending an email out to their team either on Sunday night or Monday morning to get their day off to a good start. It's also a great way for us to recap who was at the group workout the night before, what they did, why you're proud of them, and give some individual shout-outs. So a sample email on a Sunday night or Monday morning would say, "Hello, Team Green, this is Trina, so fired up that four out of the five of our teammates made it to the workout yesterday. Bob, we missed you, but we know you were traveling this weekend. I hope you make great choices on the road. For the rest of you, what did you feel like trying out that TRX? Wasn't that fun? Did you ever think you could get a great workout holding onto a strap? All right, well, let's focus on the week ahead and then give them a focus for that week. So an example might be, your focus for this week is to step out of your box and try something new for dinner. I want you to share that recipe with the rest of the group this week." All right, so your job is to get an email out that's motivating, exciting, personal, mentioning your teammates, giving shout-outs as appropriate, and giving them an actual theme or focus for their week. We've been doing this theme of the week for our six-week Thinner Winner contest, which is coming to an end next Friday. Those of you who heard me speak recently in San Diego, I'm going to digress for a second and just remind you, the only reason why we can do a Thinner Winner contest with 215 people and 42 teams is that we've created raving fans through the Corporate Fit Challenge. I can guarantee you if I looked at the 42 teams of people, almost every single team has a Corporate Fit Challenge person on it. That means that's the person that got the team going and that's the person that recruited on our behalf. You must have raving fans in your business to grow, and I'm telling you, Corporate Fit is a way to create raving fans. All right, so for the Thinner Winner, I came up with the idea of doing themes for each week, and I love it. It's a chewable chunk of information that they can do something with. So one was get rid of all the negative self-talk. Get rid of negative music, negative TV, negative movies for a week and see what your life and your mind, what you feel like. If you've ridded your office, your television, your computer, everything of anything that's negative. All right, now that has nothing to do specifically with fitness or nutrition, right? But we're trying to coach a whole person. One week, as I mentioned, was to step outside their comfort zone, try a new recipe. Another one was step outside your comfort zone, go to a new workout. Try something new in your workout. Let us know how it goes. Okay, and then there's others. But you get the idea. You don't need to know exactly what we did. Just do something that fits you. So once you put that initial email out there on Sunday night or Monday morning, your job that week is just to keep the thread going. All right, so you put out one email that invites reply, that invites comment, and then as your teammates comment back, your job is to let them know that you heard them. So it's as simple as, "Hey, Stephanie, so glad that you reached out and tried this new healthy burrito recipe. That sounds great. Can't wait to try it myself tonight. Who else on the team has got a recipe to share?" All right. So your job is to just respond and keep the thread going. All right. Another coaching tip, and again, the theme here on the call is how to take care of your people once you have them. So another coaching tip would be, as you know, if you've been doing the program or if you've been reading about it, you want to give your teammates homework assignments, all right? Sometimes we call this their exercise prescription, you know, what they're going to do for their four workouts per week. And in addition to that exercise prescription, you're also giving them daily homework. A common homework for us here at Bay Athletic Club, most of our people would do a wall sit and a body weight hover on their forearms, like a plank on your forearms. So most of our people are just doing a daily wall sit and a daily hover. Some people are doing push-ups. Some people are doing squats. You know, the sky's the limit. Why do we do the daily homework? Let me make sure everyone gets it. We do the daily homework because we really believe that it is etching in their head that they're going to have a healthier day because they're including something healthy in their day every single day. I know it'll be on their mind. That homework that they did when they woke up in the morning will determine what they have for breakfast. It will impact what they have for lunch. So not only are they getting the obvious physical benefit of doing a one-minute hover or 20 push-ups, and how that adds up over time is incredible, they're also just setting the standard for a healthy day. But Amy suggested a different kind of homework to me this morning. She said, you know, Trina, in addition to offering fitness homework, I'm also giving them different homework week 1, 3, and 5 that has something not to do with their own fitness but has something to do with a teammate, where they either 1 week need to text another member of the team or send them a personal email or drop a card on their desk or drop off a healthy snack for them or give them a phone call. So something specific, again, that we're trying to, in this program, make the dynamic about the team. It's about the coworkers, their family members, their friends, all keeping each other accountable. And you as the coach are, in a sense, the puppet master, the one that's keeping it all moving, but you're not the only one involved. You're not the only one invested in their results. They are invested in each other's results. So a nice homework assignment might be to actually make the teammates connect with each other in a different way. All right. We talked about the themes for the week. Another idea that you can do, those of you who are on Facebook or your members are on Facebook, you can set up individual private Facebook groups for your corporate fit challengers, meaning that there it's just kind of a little forum for them to talk on their own. Another idea, my last one for you of how to take care of them, is that if you end up with 20 people doing your challenge and you put them on 4 teams of 5, consider the idea, especially those of you who are more solo trainers or doing this on your own or just with one other person, and you're not going to be able to do as much individual coaching, maybe those appointments on week 1, 3, and 5 are done with the team, with those 5 people together. If that's the case, consider adding a team captain to each of those small teams. So they have one person that you know is going to help you rally the troops in between those sessions. All right, so those are all my coaching tips. Keep in mind that the program grows and the program is successful because we take care of people. It's not enough to just go out and get them in the door and promise them the moon, and I hope you are promising them big changes because big changes will come. But don't forget that the actual coaching element of the program is the meat and potatoes of it. This is you taking the time out of your day to sit down and listen to someone who hasn't been listened to, who are used to going to the doctor and finding out what's wrong with them and getting a new prescription potentially or being told that they need to lose weight and then they walk back out the door. All right? So again, to differentiate, it's also different from your training client who wants to come meet with you every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8 a.m. And if they're not with you, they're not quite sure what to do. This is different. This is you listening to somebody's life, listening for some red flags, helping them find better solutions, offering them specific fitness and nutrition goals, chewable chunks of things that they can definitely tackle, increase their water, cut out their soda, start eating breakfast, add in more strength training, schedule their workouts, all the things that we know work. All right, we just finished a corporate fit challenge last Friday night with Home Depot. We actually called it the Home Improvement Corporate Fit Challenge because we invited some local painters and contractors who don't have enough employees of their own to do their own, so we merged them into one. And it was the third time that Home Depot had done a corporate fit challenge with us, some of the same people in it the third time around, still getting results, still feeling amazing, still feeling like their life is changing. That night, out of the, I believe there was about 14 people in that group, 3 people cried when they shared their story on that final night at the finale. 3 people were so moved by their experience in this program, it brought them to tears thinking about what their life would be like if they hadn't done it. That is what this program is about. It is you helping people live the life they love. So I want to leave you with that thought before I open up the lines. I know in the program, especially when you're first starting or when you're growing it, it is easy to get bogged down in the details of exactly what to hand out at the kickoff and exactly what to say at the presentation. I promise you that'll come with experience. It'll come with time. I am here to help you. Other people on the call are here to help you and guide you. But please keep in mind that we're in it to help people live the life they love. We're in it to be amazing coaches and listeners and to care about people as people. And the details don't matter as much as you think they matter. All right? People want to know that you care about them. So with that, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Dun, dun, dun. Excellent. Yay.
Hello, Ed.
Woo! Okay, you guys, your lines are unmuted. I'm so happy you're here. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask, we had about 18 people on the call when we started, and sometimes people hang up when it gets to Q&A. So if you need to hang up, you can. If you can hang on the line with us, we have 25 minutes to go. I would love to hear from you. So here's how I'd like to do it. I'd like to call on the more veteran Corporate Fit Challenge coaches who are on the line first. I'd like you to share with us what's working for you right now and what's happening so that other people can be motivated by that, and then we'll hear from the new people. So who on the line is one of my veteran coaches? You guys, if you have a lot of background noise for you personally, just hit star 6 again to mute your line. Just star 6 will mute your own phone line. Do we have Gene or Angie or Ian or any of the veteran coaches on the line?
Hey, Trina, it's Angie here.
Yay, Angie. Tell us what's happening.
Hi, guys. Well, really quick for me, you know, I've had this accounting firm that you guys have heard about forever trying to get a date set. And my biggest thing is get out of my own head and to think that they weren't responding to me because maybe they weren't interested. They were definitely very interested, but this accounting firm has 45 accountants, has a lot of partners. They have clients out of the state, so there a lot of people were not in, obviously, at the same time for me to come in and present to the whole company. And so we finally got that on the books, and I finally got in. Now, I could have gotten, they're just not interested in me, because we started talking back and forth back in, like, May, and it's now finally November, and we start this week.
Wow.
So the biggest thing I could say for all you new guys is don't think that just because you present and they love it that you're going to start in 2 weeks. I mean, that's hopefully the wish, but things happen, and not everybody can get on the same schedule, and we just went back
and forth. Go wash your hands.
Not everybody could get on the same schedule. So what I just kind of did is once every 2-3 weeks, if I didn't hear from the lady I was working with, I'd be like, hey, Leslie, I'm so excited. I know you guys are crazy busy. You know, so just dropping in a line, or I even showed up and did the whole snack thing and showed up with some balloons, and they got a big kick out of that. So just to not get frustrated, I mean, that's why it's so good to have, like, maybe 4 or 5 companies you're talking to at the same time, because they're not all going to go the same month you want them to.
Angie, that's amazing feedback. Thank you. You guys, as a reminder, if you specifically have background noise, then the lines are unmuted. If you have background noise right now, just hit star 6 on your own phone line. Angie, that's amazing, brilliant advice, because as I've been talking to the newer trainers this week, I've said, don't assume that the first group you go to is going to happen. Make a list of 3 or 4 places that you'd like to work with. Put the ask out to all of them, and then start to fill up your slots. So I love your perseverance with this accounting firm. Amazing that you started working with them in May and are kicking off this week, and that's because you're a go-getter and you didn't let it go. So please keep us posted as to how this group rolls out, okay?
Yeah, one really quick thing that I did, just to also piggyback on that, Trina, is when I went in there and I had the meeting, I don't know, maybe it's coming back from Shalene Johnson's kind of the whole being positive on video kind of thing that we did back in September, a training that, you know, I did. But when I went in there and said, instead of saying I can take a minimum of 8, I actually said, you know, I can only take 20. So kind of also what we're doing with Beachbody, with I can only take a group of 5 people right now for a fit challenge that's coming up. So I gave them instead of the negative, giving them the positive. Guys, this is going to fill up fast. This is very exciting. This is the way to end the year right, how to start 2012 right. I can only take top 20 people because that will let me work individually with everybody. More than that, then we lose the personal one-on-one touch. Mm-hmm. So instead of keep saying I can only take this group if it's a minimum of 8, I actually did the opposite. So that helps too, to always keep, like, it's going to sell out fast. I can only do a maximum of 20 people, and we start in 2 weeks. Applications are due this Friday. I'll be back. See you.
That's so awesome.
Not that quick, but you know what I mean.
No, I do. No, that's brilliant. And so keep in mind, everybody, your minimum for the Corporate Fit that we recommend, your minimum is 8, because you need to have some kind of a team dynamic, at least 2 teams of 4. And those of you who are just getting started, if you don't want to kick off with 20 or 30 people, then you simply say, listen, I'm looking for 8. I'm going to take the first 8, and I'll kick the next group off a few weeks later. and roll it out, you know, roll it out like that instead of taking on too many people at once. So, Angie, awesome, awesome feedback. Thank you so much. Please stay on the line so you can help me answer some other questions, all right?
Sure, no problem. Thanks.
Okay, who else is on the phone? Do we have anybody from the Mac? Do we have anybody? Who else is on?
I'm here. It's Maria from the Mac. How are you?
Maria, tell us about your staff corporate fit challenge. I'm dying for an update.
It's going great. And I have to tell you, I thought you were talking about me with the breakfast because Tim is my coach. Had that exact same conversation. I was sitting here going, oh, my God.
No, I mean, I'm glad it spoke to you, too, but no, Tim didn't call me and tell me what you eat for breakfast.
What I didn't eat for breakfast.
Right, exactly.
No, it's going great, Trina. Everybody seems fully engaged. We're having a great time. We're meeting people from within our company that we didn't necessarily know as well, getting to know them better. It's all in all been a great program for us. And I'm looking forward to the finale. I think we've got about 2.5 weeks left to go.
Maria, would you just really quickly, for the new people on the line, I should have brought them up to speed. What are you talking about? What are you guys doing right now?
Yes. I am the corporate liaison here at the Mac, and I'm the one that's been going out and putting the corporate fitness challenges together. And it struck Tim Rohde, Tim is our owner, that, you know, why don't we do this for our own company? We've got employees here, and everybody assumes that all of us are extremely healthy and we do all of the right things, when in fact, as you know, that's not the case. So we decided to put a corporate fitness challenge in place for our own company, and we had the kickoff. We did it exactly as you have it laid out, and we've got teams from within our company. In Timonium, I believe we've got close to 85 participants.
What?
Going through, and I'll tell you from my perspective, as a person that goes out and gets people to do these, it's really helped me understand the other side of this. So I can speak to them now from a personal level.
What the experience has been like for you to be in it.
Exactly. So it's given a whole new perspective. And I just wanted to mention really quick, too, we've scheduled a corporate fitness rally. I don't want to redirect too quickly, but...
No, please.
We've got a rally scheduled here at the Mac for Thursday, November 17th, and the way that we did that, we kept the Raving Fans theme, and I went out the other day dressed in full football garb, and our invitation was actually a football. And I got to tell you, the response that I got, everybody wanted to know why I was there, why I was dressed that way, and what we were doing, and I've got 3 companies signed up for this thing. I just went out yesterday. And didn't necessarily get the invitation into the hands of like 3 or 4 companies that I had hoped to, but I guarantee that the people that I did talk to are going to tell them, you know, you've got this invitation. It was delivered by this girl dressed up in football gear, and, you know, it was a big thing. So we're excited to do our first rally.
I need to see the footage from this, and I love how everything we put out from BAC gets completely trumped by the Mac. You guys take it to a whole new level. I absolutely love it. I need to see video footage of or a photo of the football, delivering the football invite to come to the Corporate Fit Challenge Rally. Again, those of you on the line who don't know about the rally, the last phone call I did in October talks about how you can get a bunch of local businesses together at once and do one presentation to the whole group, which was incredibly effective for us and will be for sure for the Mac as well. That's insane. Maria, anything else from your group? You have the staff one going on right now. You finished up one with a management company, correct?
Yes, and I do think Tim might be on the line and might want to share some things. I'm not sure.
Yes, I am on the line, and no, you did a great job, Maria. I just add the group that we were talking about last month where Maria had told a group of headhunters that had the CEO not only participated, but she paid for everybody's participation in the Corporate Fit Challenge. We had 30 participants. And by the time we were done, 29 of them had joined the club. And Maria's determined to get number 30. And they've asked us to continue with their group classes in the following weeks. So that's been a huge success story.
So, Tim, tell the people on the line how you decided to continue to offer, just out of curiosity, do you guys do those group workouts on Saturday or Sunday? And is that the time?
Yeah, they made time. The CEO carved out time on Thursday afternoons, I think at 3 p.m., for them to all have, like, recess.
And
they're only a few blocks away, so they all come up to the MAC. They were doing a class yesterday, and Maria jumped in and was doing it with them, a group power class.
That's awesome.
So they come up. We made a special time for them, and, you know, we said, I think when they originally made the request, Maria and I got together, and we were brainstorming different ways to make it work, and I think we sort of held out and said, well, if we got this many people to join from the company, then we'll be happy to continue your weekly workouts, you know, on us at no charge through February, which was what they wanted. And they not only hit our minimum, I think they went about 40 or 50% beyond that. So it worked out really, really well.
That's a huge success story. So those of you newer to the program, when you've heard me say that if done well, if you take care of the people and make it fun, that you should retain 80% of them, because that's been a really consistent statistic for us, that we retain 80% of people in some way in our business, either as a boot camper, as a member, they join another program. Not everyone joins, you know, in full for the year. And some of you don't have a facility for them to do that. But do they stay with you in some way? These guys are hitting my math is bad right now, 95% retention rate with 29 out of 30. I mean, that's incredible. And that means that you guys, Tim, would you say that some of the tips on the call today are relevant to actually delivering a good experience?
All of them, every single one of them. And I got to tell you that our experience is exactly what you were describing. The three coaches that we assigned to that group, just all of them hit grand slam home runs. They did a great job. They collaborated every week. They were inspiring their people. You know, they really went to the top of the heap when it came to, you know, getting groups and groups of people to sort of pledge allegiance to the MAC and want to keep going. So it was all in the delivery. I think Kelly sent out an email a week or two ago that talked about how important the delivery was and making sure that everybody that participates actually succeeds. That's the key to the growth of the program, and that is absolutely the truth.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm happy to hear that. You guys are setting the standard. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing your successes down there, and I'm really excited to hear about how your staff does and to be able to put the headline out that the MAC, you know, to have your own health club, own employees, they're going to lose hundreds of pounds. You know, or increase their fitness testing or whatever it is that you guys are, you know, are looking at. But it's pretty amazing to say that a health and fitness organization is willing to put themselves out there and say, hey, all of us need to get fit. And we want to walk the walk. So, nice job. Anybody else on the line? Is Gene on the line today or any other veteran trainers on the line? Okay, so who do I have on the line that's newer, that would like to introduce and ask a question or share an update? I see her there. I see her. I could call out by number if you want me to, or I'll just give you a chance to talk if you'd like. Who is that?
Trina?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dawn. Are you asking for new people? Oh,
yes,
okay.
Dawn, be bold. You have an amazing thing to share with them. Tell them who you are.
Oh, my name is Dawn, and I'm in Honolulu, Hawaii, and I just came back from Todd Durkin's mentorship, and Trina Gray was there. And, I was bold and I did what you said, and I approached some of my boot camp raving fans, and, they allowed me to speak at a Christian private school. That was on Wednesday. And, it was just a really easy presentation, and I'm posting what I did on the Google Groups right now. So
perfect.
Yeah. My question is, if I do get all 40 of them, you suggested I could do it in groups of five, but I'm afraid that they're going to want it to be, you know, private. So I'm
They're going to want the coaching to be private?
Yeah.
I don't think they know, Dawn. I don't think they know what to expect.
Okay.
All right. Tim or Maria, did either of you, as you're coaching your employees, are they getting coached individually, or are you guys coaching by small teams?
We're doing small teams. We've assigned coaches teams of typically 5 to 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a coach myself, and I've done people in pairs or even threes, depending on their schedule or availability. Everybody's always busy, so we're trying to, you know, peel time and put it in the schedule to get that done. And then the rest I've managed to do individually. So it's kind of a combination.
Okay.
If I was one person doing 40 people, no question, I'd have to do some teamwork.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. Dawn, will you share with them just quickly? you went from you got the kit on Saturday, you did your coaching call, you read it, you did your coaching call on Monday or Wednesday, you went the next day and did your presentation, and you got the date set for next week.
Yes, correct? I got the date set. The launch date is November 13th, but I don't find out who's actually committing until next Wednesday.
Right, so that's one of the quickest turnarounds I've ever seen from somebody, to do their coaching call, to just get themselves out there, ready, fire, aim, right? And what do you think you said, if you could say one thing or two things, Max, that you shared in that presentation that got them to sign up and be committed, not to actually individually sign up, but to commit to it as an organization, what is it that you said?
I asked them a question. I said, who here wants a healthier life? And everybody's hand went up, even the healthy people. It's really interesting because I guess as teachers and working for a Christian organization, you know, everybody knows that we should be taking care of our bodies a lot better. I don't know. That's the question that really got everybody. I mean, I saw tears in people's eyes. It was like I was just stirring up the hope. And before I got up, one of my raving fans who had lost 30 pounds, she's the administrator of the school that everybody sees every day. So they were watching her transformation over the past 3 months. And so this was the first time that they got to meet me where she experienced that transformation. So the stage was really set from a raving fan. It just made it so easy.
That's awesome. So the emotion of it, and that's what we talk about so often, but it's just a good reminder to people. That's what works. So, Dawn, you can shoot an email out to the listserv as well, subject line, something about how to coach a team of 40.
Okay.
And I know that one of the trainers not on the line today would have more to add to that. You know, two of my trainers, Amy and Jean, who have been with me for a while, independent trainers doing this on their own, take on big teams, and they still take a team of 40 and would put it into 8 teams of 5, something like that, but they would coach them as the team of 5.
Okay.
Dawn, they're not going to know that they could even do it individually, right? Whatever you offer is more than what they're doing right now. And there is the benefit on the other hand. They won't get as personal, right, in a group setting, most likely. Some people will. But most of them won't get as personal, but what they will get is they will get more accountability, because if they have to say in front of 4 other people, I am going to start eating breakfast, Maria, I'm going to start eating breakfast, right, then 4 other people are going to help hold them to that.
Right.
So look at it from the positive standpoint of whatever they put out there, although more they will more likely want to stick to because they will have to say it in front of their peers.
Okay.
So focus on that side of it. And, again, use the group to help guide you to this kickoff and creating the teams. And, again, on the teams, make sure that they are deciding their own teams. It'll make it a lot easier for you if you're not trying to pick the teams.
Okay.
All right, you want them to match up according to who they spend the most time with, who they see on a more regular basis. So that'll make your life easier.
Okay.
All right, what other new trainers? I see lots more people on the line that aren't speaking up, and that's fine if you don't want to. Any other new trainers on the line who want to introduce and share?
Sure. My name is John Atkins. I work for Island Athletic Club in Freeland, Washington.
Yay, John.
We just are going to be launching our first corporate challenge, hopefully in the next month. So we're just brand new. And we're just getting started, I guess.
And where is it that you're hoping to get one started?
We're hoping the beginning of January is our time frame.
And do you have a business in mind?
Oh, we do. We have a list of 4 businesses that we're going to be targeting during the month of December.
Awesome. Did you get some ideas on the call today?
I did. I got a lot of great ideas.
Cool. So, that last call that we did last month on the rally, you could consider grouping some businesses together and doing one presentation, or doing what Angie did and dropping off a gift bag of healthy snacks and introducing yourself, and you could be crazy like the Mac and dress up in an outfit. But there's lots of ways to get in the door that might be more unusual than what you would traditionally think about just calling the HR director, right? Because that's probably going to be a dead-end street. So keep us posted. And if you're heading out to do a presentation in December to those 4 businesses, you know, feel free to put something out to the listserv and say, hey, what's your best advice to get into this accounting office? What did you finally say that worked? And we're happy to help.
Okay.
All right. Excellent. Thanks for sharing. Anybody else on the line that wants to finish out? Is that person picking up or hanging up? Okay. All right. Well, everybody, thanks for tuning in. I know some people, the newer people, might just want to absorb today, and that's fine. I'm going to send out a video that introduces the new people, and I hope that you got something out of this and that you can share it with other people who you're working with. I will see you on the listserv. Have a fabulous weekend up here in northern Michigan. I am knocking on wood because it is sunny and 55 degrees today. So we are very blessed with great weather for the weekend. So enjoy your weekend, everybody. Thanks so much for your time and talent.